Mitch Berger has become just the second Delta native to be inducted into the athlete category in the 57-year history of the BC Sports Hall of Fame. The North Delta secondary graduate joins athletes Dennis Kearns, hockey, Kelsey Serwa, ski cross, Jamie Borisoff, wheelchair basketball, Susan Butt, tennis, and Marianne Walls, softball, as part of the 2023 class. The only other Delta-raised athlete to be inducted was international swimmer Pamela Rye back in 1993. Berger was recognized for his distinguished career in the NFL. He played 15 seasons, 1994 to 2009, as a kicker, punter with 11 different teams, most notably the Minnesota Vikings, 1996 to 2001, New Orleans Saints, 2003 to 06, and the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2008, winning a Super Bowl that season. Twice, he was named to the NFL Pro Bowl and selected as an All-Pro, 1999, 2004. Now residing in Arizona, the 50-year-old returned home for Wednesday's plaque unveiling ceremony and Thursday's gala banquet at the Fairmont Hotel. He brought his young son MJ to the celebrations and paid tribute to his parents, having lost both in recent years. Don Berger, a native of Pittsburgh, was a huge part of his son's career, having coached many years in North Delta minor football. My story started as a six-year-old boy raised by an American father who was trying to raise me as an American. Everyone else was playing hockey but me, chuckled Berger during his acceptance speech. When I was playing pee-wee football, my dad wanted to find out how to score more points to beat other 6- and 7-year-old teams. He taught me out of a handbook how to kick. My dad has been with me every step of the way. His football career wasn't a smooth ride from start to finish, however. He graduated from North Delta without a scholarship and had to prove himself at a junior college in Texas. That paved his way to the University of Colorado and ultimately being drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles. However, an impressive start wasn't enough to save the budget punter, and he was released a few games into his rookie season. Over the next 2 years, he would get cut 5 more times from 4 different teams. He was eventually back home pumping gas at the Petro-Can station under the Alex Fraser Bridge. That was as low as I had felt, but after I had pumped gas from 6 a.m. until noon, my dad and I went to the field and I would kick and then I would go to the gym, said Berger. His perseverance would pay off when he was signed by the Vikings. He eventually finished his career with the Steelers, winning the Super Bowl in Tampa that season with his family in the stands. I had never seen my dad cry before, and he was actually screaming because he was crying so hard. It was one of the best moments of my life, and it showed what a kid from BC could accomplish after being cut 10 different times. Playing those 15 years, then being able to win the Super Bowl for my dad's hometown team is the journey I had, he added. Berger also thrived on the basketball court, earning provincial first-team All-Star honors in his grade 12 year back in 1990 as the Huskies defeated the Richmond Colts in front of a sold-out crowd at the PNE Agrodome.